Do you want to have a quick chat on the record, mate? Are you happy to do that?
Yeah, looks. I know what I do know is I didn't write the letter, and that's for sure. But because it's not even my way I phrase letters, you know. It looks like it's been done by a solicitor myself. That's why Sir Gary did it, you know, especially the last paragraph. The
Well, the last
commissioner's.
paragraph, hang on a sec. The last paragraph really stuck out to me because it refers to the commission.
Commission,
There's
yeah.
no such thing.
No, it's the commissioner. Well, it's the commissioner for corporate affairs, and maybe the yeah, that's right.
It's sort of like I think
But
of it this way. If someone from outside was, say, trying to forge a letter allegedly coming from the Victoria Police Commissioner, he didn't know that it was a police force. If he wrote in it, I'm prepared to waive this traffic ticket, signed Victoria Police Commissioner from the Commission, you know? It'd just jump out at you. That's dodgy. That's what I thought anyway. You happy
Well,
to.
there's two things. One, I didn't write the letter because I never signed my name, just Ray Neal anyway. You know, all my letters are done Ray R.P. Neal. So, and then the way that, you know, you're talking about 24 years ago,
Sure,
but I
I'm sure.
don't think I know I don't sort of phrase letters like that, the way that's been done. So I didn't sort of do that letter.
Okay, one last question, Ray, if you don't mind. Would you have incorporated an association on the condition it changes its rules 30 days down the
No,
track?
definitely not. No,
Right. Okay,
you'd want
mate.
to get that are done first, you know. So that's the third thing, yeah. Because
Mate, sorry, you go.
unless on legal advice I was told to do it, I wouldn't do it. But I just, like I said, most of the legal advice with respect to associations was done by Ralph. He just handled that little section there, you know.
I have spoken to Ralph, and Ralph is, he sounds certain that it went up to the minister's office, and that as a result of a direction from the minister, the commissioner, which was you acting at the time, signed it or incorporated it. Does that ring any bells at all?
No, not at all.
Righto.
No. Some were referred to the minister, but certainly I wouldn't have referred it. It would have to be through to start off with the legal advice, you know.
Yeah.
But it does. It's certainly that last paragraph, the way it's phrased, looks like it's done by a solicitor, you know. That's to my interpretation of it anyway.
If I can, it's screaming out for attention to me. If I could ask you in a non-leading way, I'm trying to think how to phrase the question. If it was a solicitor who wrote it, were you aware of a solicitor in your office who would make the error of calling it a commission?
No, not really. But see, that would have been the one that usually handles all these. But you know, I presume it was that time. They may have called it a commission, you know, but it'd be unlikely
Yeah,
because it's
I know too. I'm just trying to picture it.
commissioner.
Like that's pretty basic error, but if you're
You know, you
outside,
could say the commissioner is prepared to
yeah.
incorporate this, hey? Because that's, you know, that'd be logical.
That'd
So.
be John too, wouldn't it? John Metaxas.
Yeah, well, was John the commissioner at the time, was he?
Yeah,
Yeah.
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 You acted for him. So you're prepared to go on the record with all of that, mate?
Yeah.
And would you be prepared to give evidence to the effect that you did not write that letter to a court or an inquiry?
Yeah.
No worries. Righto, Ray. All good to talk to you,
All
mate.
right. Take it,
All the best. Ta-da.
Bye.